is at Monday, we plan to introduce a new system for persons applying to return and to exit Trinidad and Tobago. So there's going to be a new online IT-driven application form system that I think we're going to do a short video of in a short while that we're introducing from Monday. And everyone who wishes to return to Trinidad and Tobago, to enter Trinidad and Tobago, is going to be asked to go and fill out this form from Monday, similar to what we fill out when we're applying for visas. For example, you want a US visa, a Canadian visa, it is similar to that. What this form has, as we'll see in a short while, a number of essential questions. One of the questions is, when did you last leave Trinidad and Tobago? As you see, in introducing more equity into the system, persons who were outside for longer, and then you have these same people who may be leaving in October, November. So I'm seeing a lot of applications, lad. Persons who have left in October, who have left in November, and then now what they're seeing, and they're putting it in, their reason to return. They're seeing the effects of a deadly virus. So certain persons in the UK reached out and said, listen, I can't handle being in a United Kingdom hospital and the doctors in the hospital, an accident and emergency, literally taking a decision who to take in the accident and emergency, looking at patient X and saying, well, they're not going to make it. On Monday, we're going to launch this new online system. The online system has unique features. You can only fill out the form once. If you're filling out the form for yourself and your family members, there's the information for yourself and your family members in the same form. The form will produce a unique identification number. The form goes into a database that then sends you email over time to say where your application has reached, etc. The form asks questions that allows us to go through via the IT system and prioritize persons. All of this is being designed to make it a easier to manage process.